Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live in Woodstock, guys, hanging out at Gustin's Grill right here off of Highway 92. Come on and hang out with us. We'll be here until 6. Thanks to all the folks who have stopped by today. Interesting stuff from Amy Dash. If you missed that, go online at odyssey.com, and she lays out the legalities of what's going on in this particular case where there have been arrests, multiple people already taken into custody. It's fascinating. And Mike was just saying the mob's not gone anywhere. You are right. Guys, just let us know. You know, they were talking to us on the text line and saying, Dukes, it's just not as prevalent as it was in the 80s and 90s. There was a time where you knew the, you know, and I'm not saying it's gone underground. I just think a lot of things that they may be involved with now, and I have no idea, are more technology-driven, like a lot of crimes today. Old-school stuff, Mike said it. We're in on the concrete. You know, we're in on the building permits. Right. We've got big gambling games. We've got all this stuff that people were familiar with.
But like penny stocks, stock manipulation, they talked about actually an episode of a season arc on The Sopranos about it. So it's relatively nickel and dime, you're right. But it still exists. The thing about this, you know, anytime you can exploit a weakness, and that's what the mob does. You're exploiting a weakness. You know, the guy's a degenerate gambler. So, you know, you got leverage on him. And in the NBA, that's why it's so important that these guys don't get involved, college players too, because once you've got leverage, you've got a guy you can manipulate, and there you go. Stephen A. made an interesting comment because one of our listeners, Jeff Bowman, hit us up. He goes, oh, Stephen A. is a clown, because Stephen A. said, don't be surprised if the WNBA is next. And I said, you know what? I would say this about the WNBA. It would make more sense for the WNBA to be involved in point shaving because they don't make any money. You know, the NBA players, now again, if you're a degenerate gambler and you crap away all your generational wealth, even if you're a 12th man on the bench, you're still making more than anybody in any other sport, you know, at that same level. I wouldn't be – I mean, just saying, if you're looking for a motive, who needs the motive? Who can make some money? Who can manipulate a game? It's much easier, I would think, unless you feel there's less action, so a line would be more easily traceable.
Well,
if there was a move.
There is less action. Very few people bet the WNBA. And my friends out in Vegas talk about it all the time. A lot of those times, Mike, those games aren't even on the board because they just aren't going to get enough traction on those games.
Well, tell that to the players that they're going to be going on strike.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but you're talking from a betting standpoint.
Right. But like, it's not the end of the day. It's fan interest. Fan interest,
fan
moves,
interest yes.
moves the number. And part of the reason why, guy hit us up on the text line, Jimmy goes, well, why do the leagues all get involved? Because it drives viewership. That's why all the teams here in Atlanta want to see some form of legalized sports gambling because it increases interest. And even like the Braves could be 30 games out, you're still going to bet on the game or you'll have, you know, prop bets on certain hitters, etc.
Could have made a lot of money this year.
Correct. You could. I believe the under would have been in the play. Under on Braves scoring runs.
They won't score more than 3 runs.
Right.
But it hasn't happened here. And we said, I said earlier, you know, I'd love to see it in Georgia, but this doesn't take me or deter anybody who wants gambling in our state. I just think that some people, again, if you're totally against it, then you're going to say, well, this is something that happened. This could happen anytime, anywhere. It just so happened, you know, it happened night of the NBA.
Right.
The night kicking off the NBA season makes this seem like it's an unbelievably huge story.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say that because it is now legal in X amount of states, it's easier to trace. So that's how these guys, the line moves. It's almost automatically. The house sees the movement, can then contact the league or the league office. And I presume the NBA's got FBI guys and investigators like the NFL does.
I think so. Again, we're talking about a couple of players, former players, and a coach being arrested by the feds today. More on this coming up.
We just hope it doesn't go any further.
No, I agree with you. I don't either. I hope this is like the end.
Right.
Because if it does, now, Mike, we're going down this rabbit hole. And then it's like, well, what about this guy or that guy or this team or that coach?
Right.
I hope it doesn't either. I hope this is just a, when I say isolated in the sense that these are the only guys that are involved, but maybe there are other folks that may be out of their sports,
right,
that may be involved.
And just to reiterate the point we made a few years ago with Calvin Ridley, a few guys have brought this up as well on social media and on the text line. Even though Calvin Ridley wasn't betting NFL, or even if he was, I mean, even if he was betting just strictly NBA or other sports, you don't want a guy getting involved, even if he's got what you would consider generational wealth, where he loses that money. Phil Mickelson famously lost millions, tens of millions of dollars, and had to go to Callaway to get the bailout. Mid-season, he switches golf clubs, Carl, which is unheard of. So the point is, you get a player, you know, and who's not got to that big time contract after 5 years. Now you get leverage on him. That's why it was important that Calvin Ridley had that penalty, and that's why the penalty was meted out.
Yeah, the Calvin Ridley thing. I'm like, I had totally forgotten about that. How big of a deal that was when it went down. Phil is also notorious for saying it's not a big deal if you can handle the bet. So if you lose $1 million on the golf course and you can pay, like, out the back of your car, I don't know if it's a big deal. But I'm with you, man. It's crazy how these things happen. All right, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. Coming up, we're going to talk to Chad Bishop. He covers Georgia Tech. We'll find out the latest about Haynes King as they get ready for Syracuse this Saturday. Another early game. Does that concern you, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
But they seem to keep on trucking. I know that everyone's afraid because Syracuse physically whooped them last year, but I just think Fran Brown doesn't have the horses. You talked about it. Quarterback that was there was gone, and now they're the backup quarterback for this year's team, and just don't have the horses. And they've lost some tough games. They're giving up a lot of points. So last year, he just found the massive motivational button to press that triggered his guys about Tech being so physical. I don't think it matters this year.
I don't either. All right, Chad Bishop's on the way right now, though. We got to get to 4th and 1. Let's hear from our quarterback, Michael Penix. You are very concerned, little concerned,
well,
marginally concerned.
I'm nervous that he was limited in practice with a knee just because of his history of knee issues and having surgery. I'm not trying to, you know, I had a guy yell at me on Twitter because I just did that video we shot here at Gustin's where I go, quarterback controversy. Guy goes, oh, that's pathetic, desperate for clicks. I go, it's a joke. It's tongue in cheek. We don't have a quarterback controversy.
Well, we kind of are, but yeah, it's neither here nor there.
You know, Friday, we'll get the word definitively, and then we'll find out if he plays on Sunday. And if Cousins balls out, then we'll have ourselves a quarterback controversy. But no, I mean, I'm concerned just because of, you know, the injury history. And the Falcons, if we're honest, they slow roll injury information. And they've done that a lot with this regime. So not sure what we got.
Well, look at the Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? How long did it take for us to find? Like, is he playing? Is he not playing? Is he back? Is he available?
Storm Norton was the same.
I mean, like, what are we doing? All right, let's hear from Michael Penix because he talked about his development. This has been discussed, and we've said this. We as fans have to be a little bit patient, okay? He is not Joe Montana yet. Let's hope he turns into that. But this is, again, going into his 9th game, and he was asked about, you know, the development and where he's at.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to go. I got a lot more to go. I plan on playing for a while, so it's I do feel good. I feel comfortable where I'm at. But it's definitely things on film that I see that I know I need to improve on. And I will.
Mike, look, he knows the conversation. Again, what's being said about him. He's got to go out and prove it every week. He's got to go out and prove, hey, I can be better against man coverage, if that's going to be the theory behind, hey, this is what gives Penix issues. I don't believe that. I agree with Coach. There have been instances where he's shown he can throw it. I just don't know if he has the confidence in maybe outside of Drake, does he have that same confidence in Michael Pitts? Does he have that same confidence in Darnell Mooney? Because they just don't get those same opportunities. Either way, that's what he said about that. And then what about the frustration of being in a situation where you can win and they don't come up with the dub? Here's Michael Penix.
Yeah, it is frustrating, you know, but it's football, and you can't sit there and soak into that frustration. You know, you gotta figure it out, and you know, figure it out. And that's what we're doing. We're doing that each and every day. We're going to get it right. And when we do, it's going to be great to see.
Do you think he plays Sunday?
I mean, don't know how serious this thing is. I mean, early in the week, Wednesday, as you said, he'll get treatment up until it is a 1 o'clock kick. So it's like he got like
True.
Sunday night extra time.
True.
But like he's going to try to go because I think he's acutely aware of, you know, what would happen if he does not play. And you got to look, if the backup was, you know, Joe Slobotnik, you know what I mean, or some journeyman. But I mean, when you got a guy that's making $45 million, it changes everything.
Yeah.
So, but I think, you know, Coach also did say he's not going to risk it. You know, he's not going to risk any kind of a long-term injury with Penix. It may be something that requires an extra week. So it's definitely – the smoke is there for everything we love in talk radio. I love Michael Penix Jr. He's a great kid. You talked about his work ethic. He knows he's made some mistakes and he wants to get better. So hopefully he does play and they run the crap out of the football and we beat Miami.
You asked for more Tyler Allgeier. Our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, was asked that question yesterday. Here's what he said about getting Allgeier more involved.
Yeah, it was, and that's, you know, ultimately falls on me in terms of how much we are using B. Obviously, we want him to play as much as we can. We want to give him the ball as much as we can, but not at the expense of taking away some of Ty's stuff. So Coach Petrie and I will always, you know, collaborate and communicate on the plan for each week. Obviously, we had certain situations that we want to tie in there. Would have loved to get a few more runs with Ty. Just the flow of the game, sometimes those come when, hey, earned first, boom, now Ty's out there and we're rolling. But we were in so much, like I said earlier, get back on track kind of pass downs on those second downs. It took away, I think, from some of Ty's normal down and distance reps.
Okay.
There you go.
That's the offensive coordinator taking ownership and saying, we don't want to take away from Allgeier. I've got to find a balance, blah, blah, blah. But that's what he had to say in regards to why we didn't see Allgeier get more carries. I know you were from, what was it, four
yeah,
carries?
Just four. For those who don't follow my drift on this, just saying that, you know, Bijan, you know, the athleticism, and, you know, sometimes he'll make five moves just to get to the line of scrimmage, right?
Yep.
But the 49ers were run blitzing. They were crowding his lanes. I just thought, you know, sometimes just a battering ram, a guy who's just going to hit it, maybe move that pile 3 or 4 yards. We know that Allgeier, and he was averaging 4 yards a tote. Today we found out from Jesse Bates how tough Divine Diablo is. Jesse Bates speaking with the media today. Mark Raimondi reporting that Divine Diablo stayed in for a complete series against the 49ers after knowing he broke his forearm.
Ooh.
It's a tough dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and he was making plays for us.
You,
man.
And I do that. Ah!
You're right. I'm like, hey, take me out.
Honey, I'm going to sit in the passenger seat, drive me to the car.
Fourth and One is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Want to mention this, Mike. Cam Ward, you know, he's been struggling. So in his weekly presser, talking to the media up there in Nashville, Cam Ward asked the media to recite a play. He said the play. It took 6 seconds and then said, can y'all recite it? Silence. Paul Kuhurski, who I've known forever, he's covered the Titans since they got there. He said, no chance. He said, all right, I'll give y'all another play. Cam Ward, the starting quarterback, rookie out of Miami, gave him another play. 3 seconds. Can y'all recite it? Kuhurski said, no way. But they didn't like the fact that he was mocking them because he's struggling, and he's like, here are our play calls. Do you guys even know what you're talking about? Do you guys even know how these play calls go? I'm going to give you one. Repeat after me. Nobody in the room could do it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Funny, ha ha ha, doesn't mean anything about what Cam Ward's going to be, but he said, I wanted to see if you guys could repeat it. Then he walked off the podium.
How about that? Now, that's going to rub some people the wrong way up there in Tennessee because, you know, you haven't done anything yet in this league.
And, nope.
But then again, that goes back to why the coach got fired. The same thing we said about Zach Robinson with Penix Jr. The Kirk Cousins struggled with some of the stuff, and he's a veteran. Sometimes simple. I mean, the KISS method for young quarterbacks.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
I'm with you. Hey, man, coming up, Chad Bishop. We're going to talk Georgia Tech. They got a big game coming up. They remain undefeated. They're nationally ranked. We'll find out what they need to do against Syracuse next.
You got it. Isn't that wild about...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.